Title: No April Fools. Starting April 1st, cannabis operators face CECA compliance requirements for state licenses. Content: For many in the cannabis industry, April 1st, 2022 is seen as a day of reckoning following the July 2021 passage of Assembly Bill 141 and Senate Bill 160, collectively, the Cannabis Trailer Bill. In an attempt to transition to an annual licensure program, April 1st as day marked the beginning of the end for provisional cannabis licensure. It also ushered in significant changes to renewal process for previously granted provisional licenses. These modifications now require applicants to comply with the California Environmental Quality Act, Pub Res Code Sections 21,000 ET SEC. CECA, a complex statewide policy of environmental protection fraught with potential traps for those unversed in the law, before an operator is eligible to be awarded a cannabis state license. This requirement alone carries the potential to create a much higher barrier to entrance into the cannabis market. California's statewide cannabis regulatory scheme. California has a dual regulatory scheme for cannabis licensing, meaning licensure or permitting is required at both the state and local level. At the onset of statewide cannabis legalization, California's Bureau of Cannabis Control, now part of the Department of Cannabis Control, DCC, rolled out a program that would issue cannabis operators a temporary license starting January 1, 2018. Under the state's original licensing scheme, temporary state licenses were only issued to applicants that have a local permit, license, or other authorization. Once issued, temporary licenses were valid for 120 days, though a license could be extended for 90 days and possibly longer. During this period, a company with a temporary license was expected to be working towards submitting its full state license application. Companies that had received a temporary license were only able to do business with other companies that had received temporary or permanent licenses. Nearing the end of 2018, California established its provisional licensing program as a stopgap measure to give operators more time to transition from the temporary licenses to annual licenses. Originally, the program was only intended to have a one-year lifespan. However, in 2019, California lawmakers reauthorized the program, this time with a two-year window. This extension gave regulators the authority to issue or renew provisional licenses until December 31, 2021. Under the Cannabis Trailer Bill, March 31, 2022 was the last day to submit applications for provisional licenses with few exceptions. 1. Under the law, the DCC will cease issuing provisional licenses as of June 30, 2022. By January 1, 2026, all cannabis licensees will be required to operate under a state annual license. 2. CECA compliance and consequences to cannabis operators. In order to obtain a state-issued annual license, a cannabis operator must demonstrate full compliance with CECA, a law that has been a leading cause for bottlenecking the cannabis licensure process and delaying the transition to annual licenses. In fact, CECA compliance, or the lack thereof, was the reason the provisional license program was even created. Under the provisional license program, to obtain a license, the applicant must have held a temporary license for the same commercial cannabis activity for which it seeks a provisional license, and 2. Submit a completed annual license application with proof that CECA compliance is underway. As discussed above, under the Cannabis Trailer Bill, new provisional licenses will sunset and, eventually, no longer be issued. So long as an existing provisional licensee can demonstrate that it is actively and diligently pursuing an annual license, such licensees may continue to operate and will be eligible for renewal every 12 months until January 1, 2025. Applications for provisional license renewal submitted after June 30, 2022, will require evidence demonstrating that the local jurisdiction has achieved one or more of the benchmarks specified in the regulations of effort towards completion of the environmental review process and compliance with CECA. After July 1, 2023, all provisional license renewals will require a demonstration of CECA compliance. CECA is triggered whenever a public agency issues a discretionary approval for projects, cannabis-related or not, that have a potential to result in physical change in the environment. 2. Onk.